$4 million of Lillian's gift had been spent, and all that had been built was a parking garage. Architect Frank Gehry, selected by a committee after an international competition, was increasingly pessimistic that his visionary design would ever get built. Van de Kamp quickly concluded that either she or the board had to raise the money to match Lillian's gift or return the $50 million. For Van de Kamp, the deciding moment was a trip to Bilbao, Spain, where Gehry's new building for the Museo Guggenheim Bilbao was about halfway completed. The beauty of the building and how it was transforming the sleepy capital of the Basque region astonished her. From a fundraising standpoint, the problem was straightforward. The Walt Disney Company had refused to contribute. Eisner had been critical of the project and said that Lillian hadn't really liked the Gehry design. Nor was Roy Disney involved in a project initiated by the Walt side of the family. When Van de Kamp approached other major corporate donors, their first question was always, "How much is Disney giving?" They didn't really draw any distinction between the family of Walt Disney, which had initiated the project, and the Disney Company. In the end, it would be Disney Hall, which to most people meant both the family and the company. Van de Kamp began exploring approaches to Eisner. She was warned repeatedly that he was inhospitable to fundraising. She enlisted the chairman and president of CalArts, who were interested in developing a theater in downtown Los Angeles, and where both Roy and Walt's daughter Diane had served on the board. She contacted Stanley Gold, who invited them to breakfast at his home.
"What are you doing here?" Gold began. "I thought that project was dead."
Van de Kamp briefed him on the fundraising problems posed by Disney's lack of support. She knew that the issue of Roy and Diane's relationship remained a tricky one, but she pointed out the hall would bear Roy's last name, too.
"I'm not sure I can help," Gold said. "Michael is not interested."
Still, he promised to see if he could get them a meeting with him. It took 8 months, but finally Gold called in September 1997 to say that Eisner would see them. As Van de Kamp and the CalArts administrators sat down in his office, Eisner said,
"Are we here to talk about a movie? Because I'm against the Walt Disney Concert Hall."
"Should I leave now?" Van de Kamp asked. "Or can I finish my coffee?" Eisner laughed, and Van de Kamp seized the opportunity to talk about Gehry's Bilbao project, tapping into Eisner's interest in architecture. She seemed to have gotten his attention. She thought he asked good questions about whether the budget was realistic, how the space would be used, who would cover the operating costs. But then he said,
"Why should Disney care about downtown Los Angeles? We're not even located in Los Angeles."
"If this fails," Van de Kamp said, "it has the Disney name on it, like it or not." Eisner seemed to be wavering.
"Well, for any substantial gift, I'll have to go to the board," he said.
He said he'd bring the subject up at a board retreat in December. "I'll be biting my nails," Van de Kamp said. On the way out, Eisner complimented her.
"You're a good salesman," he said. "Maybe you should work here."
Van de Kamp laughed off the comment. "I'm not looking for a job." Afterward, Van de Kamp bumped into Roy in the hallway. Encouraged by Gold, he personally pledged $5 million toward a CalArts theater that would also be housed in the building. Diane Disney Miller was delighted.